According to the Tribune, the plan involves borrowing about $15 billion to reduce the amount of money owed to schools and numerous individuals and agencies. The paper says taxpayers would be saddled with loan payments for years, but supporters say the approach would be cheaper in the long run because the state will pay less in interest than it's now paying to those service providers in the form of late penalties. As for repaying the loan, the Trib says that might mean an income tax increase of 1 to 2% if the legislature goes along. Bob Conway, News Radio 780 WBBM.